saved over $10,000 in the last 3 weeks. He's managed to pay nobody.
A father feels cheated.
I paid the repair bill in the amount of $520.
After endless bailouts for his son.
I bought him brand new tires for the automobile.
How much?
$1,100.
What else?
I bought his children's school clothes in the amount of $1,100.
Your Honor.
Don't speak.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Gregory Landacre is suing his father, Ted Landacre, for the value of a Dodge Durango. Gregory claims Ted repossessed it for no reason.
Order. All rise.
Yes, case number 566 on the calendar in the matter of Landacre versus Landacre.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Landacre, Sr., I'm going to start to address you because my questions really involve you more than they do your son. Do you understand?
Yes.
Some 6 years ago, you co-signed for a new truck for your son. Right at the beginning of that loan, he wasn't consistent with making his payments. So what you did was, according to his complaint, which you agree with, you transferred the loan to yourself and put it on your credit. And he agreed to have the payments deducted from his salary each week and paid directly to you. So far, is that correct?
That's correct, Your Honor.
And the title to the truck remained in your name until it was paid off.
That's correct, Your Honor.
Now, according to your son, and really not challenged by you in the answer, there came a point in 2010 where the truck was paid off.
That's not correct, Your Honor.
How much was left owing on the truck in 2010?
$869.
Then, according to your son, and according to you, because you have a counterclaim here for something, there came a point in 2010 where the truck needed some work and needed some tires. And your son also lost his job and his kids needed back-to-school clothes. So you loaned him some money for that.
That's correct, Your Honor.
How much money did you loan him at that time?
I paid the repair bill in the amount of $520 on August the 12th of 2010.
Good.
And then there was August the 21st, I bought him brand new tires for the automobile.
How much?
$1,100.
What else?
On August 28th, I bought his children's school clothes in the amount of $1,100.
Okay. So let us assume that everything that you say to me, Mr. Landacre, is true. Let us assume you have proof of that, which I assume you do.
I do. Yes,
great.
I do.
Now, at some point, the truck needed more work. When was that, Mr. Landacre?
That was December of 2010.
And you brought it into a shop?
I brought it into a shop.
Can I see the estimate for repairs from that shop? Bird, would you please check on this car in our book? This is a 1999 Dodge Durango with 154,000 miles on it. Would you tell me the worth of that car?
Your Honor?
What?
He never paid for that. That never got paid for.
I didn't ask you anything.
Okay.
Your Honor?
Don't speak.
V6, V8.
V8.
3,025.
And that is in what kind of condition?
Good.
So, at best, the car is worth $3,000. Now, you want to explain to me why you agreed to pay Terry's Automotive $5,000 to fix a $3,000 car, Mr. Landacre?
Because the car was paid for. It was mine. I also have, there was a lift kit. It was in excellent condition. I don't smoke, so there was no smoking. It had rims. It had tires. Stereo. To me, value-wise, it was worth well more than that right there.
Not worth it to me.
And it had a brand new motor in it. That's what that receipt's for.
You paid this? I'd like to see it.
No, I did not pay
it.
The agreement was I was to pay $2,000 out of either my income tax or out of my L&I claim.
Okay.
And then continue paying
with the $500
a month.
Let me explain something to you. You had a car for 6 years?
I had a car for 6 years.
And out of the 6 years, you paid how much for the car? You had the car for six
total
years.
Total from 6 years?
Yeah.
$14,000. That was what the original loan was going for.
What do you mean original loan was going for?
When I first bought it and gas prices were really low and everything, that's what the vehicle itself was $10,900.
That's all I'm interested in. Don't play around with me.
$10,900 is what they had on the lot for the car at the time.
How much did you pay for the car?
$10,900.
Say I believe you. So you paid $1,666 a year for the car. Now, divided by 12 equals $138 a month.
Okay.
That's what it costs you to drive the car, $138 a month. Could you get a truck for $138 a month?
No, you can't.
No, you can't. So the fact that you are suing your father for $5,000 is ridiculous. Now, what I don't understand about your father is, let us assume that I believe that he loaned you $3,500, some additional money outstanding on the truck, tires, prior repairs on the car, children's clothing and everything else. Let us assume I believe him. And the title was in your name, right?
Yes, correct.
So this is what you say you did. You went and you signed the title over to Tracy's Automotive to satisfy their bill. That's what you
correct.
Say you
yes.
did.
Yes, Your Honor.
Instead of taking the truck and selling it. Why would you take the truck and sell it?
Because when I arranged the repairs for the automobile, I talked
to... Who arranged for the repairs?
I did.
You did?
He didn't arrange for nothing.
He asked, Greg...
Tell me, Mr. Landacre, how you arranged for the repairs on the truck.
I went into our mechanic and told him the situation.
Who's our mechanic?
Terry's Automotive. The owner of Terry's Automotive I talked to. Terry,
yes,
himself.
And he's your mechanic.
That's correct. He's my mechanic.
Go ahead. So you explained to Terry that...
I talked to Terry and asked him if he could help Greg out in the situation. Told him that we weren't financially in a position to help Greg to pay for it. And asked him if he could replace the engine. And he said he would work a deal out with Greg.
I don't believe you. And I don't believe this bill for $5,000 on a $3,000 car. Don't believe it. People don't spend $5,000 to fix a car that they can buy in great condition for three. They just don't. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I don't believe your story. I don't believe his story. It may be somewhere in between, but if you're trying to fudge it for me, you just lost.
And later today...
When you discussed breaking up, you say, I told her she could stay here, but as a roommate, I didn't tell her she had to move. That's impossible to do, Mr. Sowers. It's unrealistic.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Gregory Landacre says his father, Ted Landacre, repossessed his truck for no reason. Ted is countersuing, claiming Gregory owes for a series of loans.
Now, I don't believe the whole story. It just doesn't make sense to me why somebody would spend $5,000 on a car that needs $5,000 worth of cash work.
That was his decision, Your Honor, to do that.
That was his decision?
No.
Interesting. You made this decision, Mr. Landacre, in December 2010. This thing is stamped. I'll ask you this question. When did you bring the car into Terry's Automotive?
To have the engine done?
This whole thing. When did you bring the car
into
Terry?
It should have been December 2nd. That's when I dropped it off. That's when they had it and they were putting the engine in.
When were they supposed to have it back to you?
4 days.
Well, not according to this. According to this, it says it was promised by December 2nd at 5 o'clock. According to this.
Mm-hmm. It took an extra day and a half. They had to test drive it and
kinks. You have a lot of good stuff. I don't believe your story. I don't believe his story. Now, it may be somewhere in between, but if you're trying to fudge it for me, you just lost. You know where I'm coming from?
Well, I feel you.
You know where I'm coming from?
No, I don't, Your Honor.
Well, then you can, if you like, refile your countersuit against your son at some other court, some other time, sir. Now you understand me?
Yes, Your Honor.
Perfect. I'm dismissing his claim because he got to ride around in a car for $138 a month for 6 years. That sounds like a real bargain to me.
Your Honor.
And now he doesn't have a car anymore because you turned it over?
Your Honor.
Have it repaired? Yes.
He's received over $10,000 in the last 3 weeks. He's managed to pay nobody. He didn't pay his employer. He didn't pay me or Terry's.
What I'm telling you, sir, is you signed, according to you, you signed this car over to Terry. If you signed the car over to Terry, then the debt to Terry is set. Don't worry about Terry. I'm telling you, go sue him someplace else. If you think you have a lawsuit against him, he has no lawsuit against you. He got to drive a car for very little money. And if he hasn't been doing the right thing, we'll sue him someplace else.
Your Honor, the car I paid for in October should have been mine. I wanted to get rid of it. He convinced me to keep it. I did not want to keep the vehicle. I got it for the fact that I have 36 years old.
Well, and that's his way of keeping control of me. Well, you shouldn't have been so easily convinced. Goodbye, sir.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
He has to have control over every situation. If he doesn't have control over it, he whines and cries.
That's not true.
He's manipulative. He's controlling.
I was just trying to help him out and trying to hold him responsible for his actions.
This man thinks he's a good father and he thinks he's very helpful when he's very much not.
They want to get away with everything.
Believe me, he's done nothing for me in my life.
They don't want to be responsible in their lives.
What he's done to my brother is very wrong.
I tried to help him, couldn't help him, and it was a mistake, and I'll never do it again.
I don't want nothing to do with him.
I hope that he does better in the future, and I hope he becomes responsible. However, our relationship is over.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Sowers versus Weenum, step forward, please.
25-year-old James Sowers is suing his former live-in girlfriend, 21-year-old Michelle Weenum, for unpaid rent.
Pronounce your last name for me.
Sowers.
Mr. Sowers, when did you and the defendant sign a lease together?
March 4th. We moved in together of 09.
Was it a year's lease?
Yes.
Do you have the lease?
Yes, I do. Oh, I'm sorry. It was March of 2010.
And I read your complaint. Your complaint tells me that shortly thereafter, you decided that you had made a mistake and you wanted to break up with her. Is that right?
Correct. We were having a...
Is that correct? That's what you say. How much after you signed the lease and moved in?
About 1-2 months.
And can you tell me what you said to her? Because I read your complaint. What did you say to her when you told her that you changed your mind, it wasn't working out?
Well, she came and asked me when she got home from work that night. We worked separate shifts. And I was playing video games, and she asked me if I considered her a roommate or a girlfriend. And I said a girlfriend. But we do have some problems. We are a dysfunctional relationship.
Yes.
I was thinking then, you know, I was in the middle of getting sober myself, and I didn't know who I was, and I could not focus on who we were.
Did you get sober?
Yes, I'm over 13 months sober now.
Great. So that the answer would be you broke up with her a month after you signed the lease?
Correct.
And what you want is you want her to pay for half of the rent until you were able to find somebody else to move in?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you find somebody else to move in?
Yes, ma'am. He moved in December.
Now, Ms. Weenum says, actually, that's correct. However, when you discussed breaking up, she said to you, either you move out or I'm going to move out. And you didn't want to move out. You said, no, I'll stay. You say, I told her she could stay here, but as a roommate, I didn't tell her she had to move. That's impossible to do, Mr. Sowers. It's unrealistic for you to ask a woman that you had been living with, well, stay on. How many bedrooms did you have?
2.
You stay on. If I have a girlfriend sleeping over, that's my business. That's not your business. You know, we're living together as roommates.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You broke up with her. She tried to do the right thing, gave you 4 months to find somebody else to take over her share of the rent. We finally got disgusted. I would have gotten disgusted much before that.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. James Sauer says ex-girlfriend Michelle Weenum owes for rent on their shared apartment.
Now, Mr. Sowers, she says I gave him the option of moving out, and I said I would take over the lease. He said no, he wanted to stay. He was supposed to take my name off the lease, and he never did. That's what she says.
That's incorrect, miss.
Ms. Weenum, where were you living prior to moving in with Mr. Sowers?
Prior to living with Mr. Sowers, I was living with my parents.
And where were you living?
Prior to our apartment, she lived with me for about a year.
Where?
In a different house with me and a few of my friends.
We did not live together for a year. It was about 7 months, but we were still living together, yes.
You were living together in a house that he was living in with friends for 7 months before you signed this lease?
Yes. We actually got the lease together because he needed to be sober and there was alcohol in the house.
Fine, I don't care what the situation was. What was the rent where you were living?
$350 a month.
What was the rent in this apartment?
$575.
Did you pay rent at your mother's house?
No, I did not.
So you went from paying no rent to living with him in a place where he was paying $350 a month rent.
Yes.
Did you contribute towards the rent?
Yes, I did.
How much did you contribute?
Half.
Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
When he broke up with you in April, do you remember on what day and date you moved out of the apartment?
I actually moved out of the apartment in August because I gave him time to find a roommate. He did not find a roommate.
May, June, July, you stayed
in August. I paid August's rent.
May, June, July, and August, you stayed in the apartment.
Yes. I slept on the couch.
Why? Who was in the second bedroom?
It was my choice to sleep on the couch. I didn't have any furniture, so I slept on the couch.
I had a bed in there, ma'am. There was two beds, one in each bedroom.
Is that right? Why would you sleep on the couch?
Because my feet hung over the edge of the bed. It was a very short bed, and my feet hung over the edge, and the couch was actually more comfortable. And I stayed at my mom's house a lot of the time after we broke up.
But you paid rent?
Yes, I paid the rent at the apartment.
May, June, July, and August. Why didn't you get a roommate?
It's very difficult for me in my probation. I have to have an alcohol-free home. And most people, even though they may not drink all the time, would like every now and then want to have a six-pack, and I cannot allow that.
Probation on a criminal violation?
DUI.
On a DUI? In what state?
Michigan.
And what is the term of your probation on a DUI?
For this probation, it's my second DUI, but the probation is a two-year program. It's called Sobriety and Drug Court. For the first 15 weeks, I have to report daily down to the courthouse for breathalyzers, get drug tested three times a week, go to five AA meetings a week on no less than 4 days, have counseling once a week, court every other week.
I've been talking about your living situation.
I have to have an alcohol-free home. I can't even have NyQuil or DayQuil in there.
Who's your roommate now?
My roommate now is Joseph. He's my friend.
How long has he been your friend?
Couple years.
Why didn't he move in with you before?
He was trying to do it on his own.
Oh, well, he should have done it on his own before. She treated you very nicely. You broke up with her in April, May, June, July, August. She paid the rent. You should have gotten a roommate, sir.
He wasn't ready to have a roommate.
Well, that's too bad. She's not giving you any more money.
Well, she's on the lease, miss. You know,
That's too bad. You broke up with her. She tried to do the right thing, gave you 4 months to find somebody else to take over her share of the rent, and finally got disgusted. I would have gotten disgusted much before that.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, Mr. Sowers, she's not giving you any more money.
Okay, so what you're saying is she doesn't have to be accountable for her
actions? No, what I'm saying is that I believe her when she was going to tell me that she gave you the option of you move out or she moves out, and you said, I want to stay.
Her whole...
That's what I'm saying, Mr. Sowers. It was your choice to stay. You pay the rent.
That was on her half. That's the only reason we signed the lease.
Oh, no. You signed the lease in anticipation of you living together as a couple in a home, sharing the expenses. You were there 4 weeks, and you told her, not going to work for me. May have been a good idea for you, may have been the right thing for you. She tried to do the right thing, even though she may have been disappointed, which I assume she was, because that's what sounds logical, that she was disappointed. And she said, I'll give him some time. She gave you some time. She either stayed at her mother's house or she slept on the sofa, whatever she did. I don't care why she didn't use the second bedroom. When she lived there, she lived there. She had stuff there, she lived there. But she gave you an opportunity to find another roommate. You didn't get off your behind and find another roommate for 4 months. She finally said, I've had enough. You take care of the rent.
And I did, and I have back checks because of it.
Oh, that's too bad, sir. Next time you obligate somebody on a lease, you make sure that your feelings are intact.
Yes. Okay, so.
Good.
I mean,
that's all.
I can't
your case is dismissed.
Missed.
Goodbye.
Please excuse me, Mr.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
We were together for a while, and then all of a sudden, we just weren't.
I didn't know who I was yet, and let alone know who we were going to be.
He said that I have the core values that he wanted. He just couldn't rough out the edges.
She wasn't there for me. It was me.
He said if we wanted to get back together later in time, at least we'd have an anniversary date.
I hope we'll all get past it, but, you know, it is what it is.
Not to date guys like that.